I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Taste of Buffalo Weekend is coming up. 43 restaurants and food trucks. 10 of them are rookies this year, and one of them is in studio right now. Christian Guth joining us from Pierogi Pete's. New to the Taste this year. You're on Transit Road in East Amherst. Yes. Do you know what you've gotten yourself into?
It's definitely going to be an exciting road. We're all super excited. No, but kind of. You know, it's going to be a big show, and we're going to come on and feed some people.
You sound like me every time before something. Yeah, we'll see how it goes. No, but the pierogi has to be like the perfect food for the Taste of Buffalo, because everything Taste of Buffalo, like, it's a little bit smaller of a portion, maybe bite-sized. The pierogi's already there.
Yeah, and it comes with amazing toppings. I mean, our bowls are going to have bacon on it, cheese, sour cream, things most people like. And they're very just, you know, quick, easy, and it's, I mean, who doesn't like pierogies?
Yeah, and you can prepare a lot of this ahead of time, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you could come into our restaurant, actually, and we have them pre-made frozen, and then we give you directions at home as well, and you can go home and cook them yourself. So it's really awesome how we do our stuff here, all homemade, fresh, so it's really good.
Homemade, fresh, and ready to go. Because a pierogi is unique. You know, you have the traditional, it's a traditional food, but at the same time, you can almost make it into anything.
Right. It's traditional Buffalo, but our concept on it is a new swing, kind of that fast casual pierogi Pete's brings in. You don't have to, you know, feel like you have to sit down and eat the pierogi for 45 minutes. You can come in, have a quick bite to eat, 15 minutes, and put anything you want it. Our little twist on it, we have an array of like 25 items in the restaurant itself, and you can mix and match, build your own pierogi bowl, which is really exciting and really new, and a lot of people don't know about it yet, but we'd love to spread the word about that.
Yeah, that sounds great. So what are you offering at the Taste of Buffalo?
So at the Taste of Buffalo, we have three different bowls. We're going to have our Hot Honey Bowl, we're going to have our Loaded Tots Bowl, which does not have pierogies in it, and then we're going to have our 716 Loaded Bowl, which does have our pierogies as well, and those are both arrayed with toppings like bacon, banana peppers, cheese, sour cream, things I mentioned before. And our Hot Honey Bowl will include a chicken schnitzel on top, which is made fresh, and then as well as our hot honey recipe.
So you got a lot of different stuff all going on there. It sounds pretty interesting. I mean, Taste of Buffalo, you're expecting a lot of people. What have you been told in terms of how many pierogies to prepare?
We are preparing thousands of pierogies for this event. I mean, thousands of people show up to the Taste of Buffalo. There's a lot of great restaurants out there, and we just want to be one of the best that people come by and keep going to.
Wow. Okay. So when you get ready to prepare these, like, what does it take? Is everybody at the restaurant working?
Yeah. You know, everyone's in the back. They're flipping and folding, and we prepare them beforehand, so that way when customers come in, we sear them off right in front of the customers, actually at Pierogi Pete's. So when you come in line, and at Taste of Buffalo will be the same thing. We'll be searing them right in front of everyone, so they get to see the final touches, and then you tell us how you like us to prepare the bowl, and then we go from there.
All right. You got a lot of great stuff going on here. You've got some pierogies here. We'll take a picture of it, share it on social media. What exactly am I looking at when I'm looking at these containers?
Yeah, so right in front of us, these are the three bowls we'll have. This one is going to be your 716 Loaded Bowl. And then this one here is going to be your 716 Loaded Tots. Same toppings on both of them. But like I said, one's just going to be tater tots. One's going to be our pierogi bowl. And both of those will be our potato and onion pierogies, which are very delicious. They're probably our most popular right now at the Pierogi Pete's on Transit. And then over here we have our chicken schnitzel as well, which comes with pierogies, the chicken schnitzel, and then topped with our hot honey glaze. And a lot of people, it's very popular because it's very simple, but people like it because it's, you know, you get kind of your protein in there and your starches as well. So
they all look delicious. They really do. Is one of them like a healthy option? Do they still do that at the Taste?
We will have some healthy options too, and I would say they're not overloading where you're gonna feel like you ate too much. You know, they're still gonna be light, fresh, and something to enjoy, and even in the sun.
It's my favorite thing about the Taste of Buffalo, ever since they introduced this healthy option, right? You go to the Taste, and you have a lot of restaurants get really into the healthy option. That's part of maybe their thing, right? They're healthier eating. You got a salad, something like that, something really unique off the chef's table. Like, we are here to give you something very healthy. And then you have other restaurants who said, well, I mean, here's some carrots. There's nothing on our menu that's going to be healthy. You know, find it yourself, right? You know, you got the best of both worlds at the Taste of Buffalo. You know, your first time there, what do you know in terms of competition? Because it's not just getting your name out there, but you're also in competition with a lot of these restaurants.
It's competing with a lot of local restaurants. We're on a big competition based on Transit Road, of course. So knowing that and going into the Taste of Buffalo, just knowing what we want to present for what we all believe in at Pierogi Pete's, and our other two restaurants too, Stolat Bar and Krasiki Bakery, will be there as well. So this is kind of going to be a battle for all three of us to kind of bring all three restaurants to the rise. We have a great ownership, we have a great team that's going to be there, and we're super excited that you know, we have this chance and opportunity.
Hey, there is a rookie award every year, right?
Yeah.
So you're going for it, right? It
would be amazing if we could get that award.
Yeah. Hey, where will you be set up at the Taste, do you know?
Yes, we'll be right near City Hall in the square, like right almost in front of it, I believe.
Okay.
And we'll be next to, yeah, we'll be right next to Stolat Bar and Krasiki. So all three of us will kind of be placed right next to each other, which is going to give us a little hand too, you know?
Right. Yeah. Do you do other festivals in the summer?
Right now, this is our first festival. So we're super excited. We're trying to do a little more to get out there and just spread pierogies.
All right. Sounds good. Well, hey, thanks so much for joining us. Check out Pierogi Pete at the Taste of Buffalo this weekend. It's already, sneaks up on a lot of people, but already Taste of Buffalo time this weekend.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.